Swamiji's guidance. Swamiji always saw the best in everyone. No matter how misguided a person was, Kriyananda never judged. He saw only their highest potential. He rarely gave direct advice unasked for, but often offered subtle guidance whose value revealed itself over time. I'd like to share three stories in which Swamiji gave me simple advice that changed the course of my life. The first occurred after I'd been at Ananda for only a few weeks. Since childhood, I had always been drawn to all forms of dance, ballet, tap, and modern, and had taken dance classes through college. When I came to Ananda, something told me that the time for studying dance was over. During those first weeks, I attended Hatha Yoga sessions led by Swamiji. With a background in dance, I was accustomed to stretching and moving into difficult positions, so the physical postures came easily to me. Being new to the teachings, I began to wonder, what's so important about Hatha Yoga? It seems simple and not very relevant to the spiritual path. Around this time, I was attending one of Swamiji's classes. I don't remember the topic, but at one point he totally digressed from it to say, quote, because some people are more limber, they can do the yoga postures easily, but they are missing the point by thinking of them only as physical exercises. The goal of the postures is to become aware of the flow of subtle energy, to use affirmations to direct our minds to higher centers of awareness, and to prepare us for meditation, end quote. Having said that, he returned to his original subject. It took me a while to realize that he had been speaking directly to me and to see how oblivious I had been to the spiritual dimension of yoga postures. His indirect advice became a reference point for the rest of my life. Even if you think you understand something, keep striving to go deeper. When a teaching comes from enlightened masters, there will always be something more to discover. The second story took place a few years after I'd come to Ananda. I had gone into the nearby town of Nevada City with a friend to run some errands and have lunch. As we were leaving the restaurant, Swami Kriyananda came in, accompanied by a few students. I was totally unprepared when he came over and said, I'm going to give you the spiritual name Devi. It means Divine Mother. With great determination in his voice, he added, and you'd better live up to it. With that, he walked over to a table to join his students. My mind was in a whirl. I hadn't asked him for a name. I felt completely unworthy to bear one so significant. Yet, as I said, Swami saw the highest in each of us, and this name has been a guiding light for my spiritual development ever since. The last story I'll share here is about five simple words of advice that have always remained with me. The events took place about 4 years after I'd arrived at Ananda, when I was working in the office at the meditation, now seclusion, retreat. In those early days at the retreat, we had no phones, let alone computers, for taking reservations. Sometimes guests rode ahead, but most simply arrived unannounced. The only accommodations at that time were tent platforms, so guests either brought their own tent or camped out under the stars. We kept a supply of sleeping bags and foam pads in a storage room to loan out to anyone who had arrived unprepared. One particularly busy Friday evening, I had lent out every sleeping bag we had. As I was closing up the office, I heard a car pull up. Out stepped a man who announced, I'm here for the weekend. Do you have a sleeping bag? I asked. No, he replied. I didn't know that I needed one. I asked him to wait a moment, ran back to my small trailer, and gathered my own sleeping bag and pad. Here, I said, handing them to him. That night, I slept on the bare wooden platform of my trailer and covered myself with a coat. I said nothing to anyone about what had happened. The next morning, as I walked to the temple to attend Swamiji's class, he approached me and with a big smile on his face said, "Now you're getting the idea." How often I have drawn on those words throughout my years of service at Ananda. Give everything you have unreservedly, even if it's at your own expense. Swamiji's guidance has been the foundation of my spiritual life. Thank you, Swamiji, for wisely and lovingly showing us the path to soul freedom. With joy and blessings in God and Guru, Nayaswami Devi. Well, friends, we've so enjoyed in our last blog sharing these personal stories with you. As I said in the last blog I wrote, it's in part the joy of sharing, but also the joy of remembering. And I wanted to add just a few things in addition to first to the stories and then share some other thoughts. I wanted to share about the story when Swami gave me the name Devi, because the origin of that started many, many years before. I didn't remember it at the time he gave me the name, but I recalled it later. When I was about 7 years old, I remember sitting in first grade, and we were learning how to print, and we had this lined paper, and I was printing my name. It was the name my parents had given me, which was Phyllis, and I was printing it P-H-Y-L, and then I stopped, and I thought, that's not my name. And I thought, well, what is your name then? And I thought, and I thought, and I said, it's like Debbie, but without the B's. And I thought, well, what name would that be? And I had never heard the name Davy, so that didn't come to me. But it made, sometime after he gave me the name, I remembered that incident. And it made me really realize how the drama of our life, the play of our life, is all written. It's all in God's mind. And things may seem unexpected or difficult, but it's all a great show, and God is guiding every footstep that we take. And I also wanted to say that story about giving away my sleeping bag. You know, not only, I should clarify that, because when I said give everything you have unreservedly, even if it's your own expense, that may sound a little like martyrdom. And it's not at all like martyrdom. It's the greatest joy in the world when you realize that everything you have is so much more beautiful if you give it away. And then you just feel this freedom and you realize nothing is mine. It's all yours, God, and it's given to share with others. So just to encourage you, if you're asked and you realize it will be something that you're having to give away of your own, just realize the joy that comes will be much, much greater than the joy of thinking in terms of possession. And in those early days at Ananda, it was a gift to be here at that time, because everything was unformed. And it was, you know, Master said that the blueprints for this work were in the ether. And Swamiji drew them down from the ether. But we all watched him as he did that. And it was just amazing to see something manifest out of nothing. And I'd like to close with a little story that is not too relevant to our topic, but a friend of mine told me recently, and I found it so beautiful about Swamiji. This friend was a math teacher, and he lived at Ananda, but he taught math at the schools here and did some private classes as well. But in his early years at Ananda, he was attending one of Swami's classes, and there were several hundred people at the class. It was a big class. But his mind started wandering, and he was just not listening to Swami and thinking about this and that and the other thing. And then all of a sudden, he thought, I wonder if Swami liked math. And then, in the middle of Swami's talk, which was on a totally different subject, he stopped, just as he had done with me about the yoga postures, and he just said out of left field, out of the clear blue sky, he said, you know, I really liked math, and I was very good at it, except when it came to adding about doing math about money. Then I couldn't do it. So our friend just was totally shocked, and he said, my God, he really could see I wasn't paying attention, and he drew me back in. And from that time on, whenever he was at Swami's, a class of Swami's, he gave it his full attention. So, my dear friends, I hope you've enjoyed these stories. We've certainly enjoyed sharing them. God bless you.